Jason Hutchison is joining me. He's the president and CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership. He joins me, and the Greater Burlington Partnership is in the spotlight every Thursday at this time. We're talking about the economy, and the economy specifically in the Burlington area, the Greater Burlington area. And we have seen, you know, if you stick around long enough, you're going to see you see the economy. I think it was Paul Harvey who talked about the stock market. He said, you know, the stock market is like a roller coaster. He said the only people that get hurt are the ones that jump off. And I don't know if it's the same locally. I don't know if the economy, but we have had ebbs, flows. We've had some pretty tough times, and we've had some pretty good news with the Big Muddy Cup. We've seen some growth in jobs. We've also seen some jobs that have been taken away. So I guess what the economy in Burlington. Let's see. How long have you been in Burlington, Jason?
Yeah, I've been here almost 12 years now, long enough to see
the trend, us
go through some cycles, right? And certainly as a native of Southeast Iowa, I've seen the entire Southeast Iowa economy go through good times and rougher times, starting with the farm crisis in the 80s and to where we are today. And I would say the reason that we're talking about the economy today is because every year about this time, our organization holds a state of the economy luncheon where we invite our elected officials in. And we also give kind of a report on the health of the economy as we see it today. Now, I wish, see, that you could go out and buy some great stock tips based upon our guidance. But we are not necessarily predictors of the future. But what we do talk about is trends that we see today.
Yeah, okay. So trends that you see in the Burlington area, things that have been happening. We've had some major industries have moved in. Silgan has moved in. That was a major coup. I know a lot of work went into that. There's been some expansion at some of the area places. You don't win the Big Muddy Cup without having that sort of thing happen. So you've seen some job growth overall. We've had some knocks though as well, haven't we?
We have, yeah, certainly. And you know, for us, things were in this most recent cycle probably at its worst in January of 2008. That's where we saw unemployment at 9.1%. So almost 1 in 10 folks out there without meaningful employment. And today that number is at 3.1%. And so significant drop. How much lower can it go? It's difficult in most economies to get below that number. You can a little bit because you're naturally going to have some attrition at employers. You're naturally going to have people changing jobs, just deciding I have to do something else with my career, and so you're never going to have zero.
Well, probably at least from a obvious sign to outsiders. My daughter, who's been living in Chicago the last 6 years, she couldn't wait to get out of Burlington. She couldn't wait to get out of Burlington when she was in high school. And she went away to college, and she's working in Chicago right now. But coming back home, she says, looking at it from outside eyes, she says, you know, the downtown has just simply, it has been a metamorphosis, literally, from what it was when she was around in high school. It's changed dramatically in the last 6 or 7 years.
It's not as bad as she remembers, right?
And of course, it's actually fun. She actually says it's fun coming back to Burlington.
You know, and some of that I think is just, you know, natural maturing, right? But also, I do think from a visual perspective, our community looks really good today, right? And just one small example, Steve, I think is the road construction that's going on. And it's a complete pain, right? And
boy,
it's
been, a pain.
It's a pain, and it's been, you know, really awful for some of the businesses affected. But it needed it too, right? I mean, we especially in some of our major thoroughfares, our roads were not in very good shape. And so once it's all done, it's going to look pretty nice. So we do have to deal with some of the short-term pain to get that long-term gain. But, you know, those things matter. When think about it, when you go to a town and you visit, or if you return to, you know, what was your hometown, like your daughter, if all the roads, even the main roads, are pretty junky, what's that tell you about the community?
It tells you that you don't care, or it appears that the community doesn't care that much, or they don't have the funds to be able to do what needs to be done to make it work better.
It is so, I love that you said that, because it is so important that we have the optics that we care about the community, because the truth is, we do. Right, we really do.
Yeah.
And then when you see the construction going on for Highway 61 north of Burlington, when I talk to people who come to the area, their first impression is, oh, okay, you're trying to grow. This is progress. We see this as progress happening.
Well, and so, transportation and improving the transportation infrastructure, both in the town, but specifically or especially to get out of town. If we have four lanes in all directions, we've got a lot more of a, I guess, what an ideal situation in terms of drawing on companies and giving them a greater access to the city, right?
It matters immensely. You know, even if there's only 30 miles, let's say, of two-lane road north of Burlington, just the very fact that a truck might have to go on that two lanes, even for a period of time, that's adverse, right? That increases the cost of transportation.
And we've also seen a growth in passenger emplanements and deplanements at the Burlington Regional Airport with Air Choice One. And Air Choice One, a lot of people, my daughter will say, you know, well, she'll fly in. She says, you know, I really don't like flying in a little plane, but I do like getting here. I do like getting here in an hour and being able to be back in Chicago in an hour.
Leather seats, personal service. I mean, it really doesn't feel like flying commercial, right?
No.
I mean, it feels like flying in a private experience.
Yes, it does. And I think that's something that but having that is something that a lot of places don't have.
Absolutely. And, you know, Air Choice One is really working very hard at getting us to kind of this 10,000 emplanements number a year. That's kind of the magic number where, you know, if we can get there, the future for commercial air service looks really good. The airport gets some additional federal resources to improve.
So what's been the biggest plus that you've seen in the 12 years?
I think the biggest plus is that there were, especially as we entered into the recession, many of our large employers were pretty fragile. And you remember just as well as I do, there were rumors on a regular basis about which plant was going to close next. And certainly, we're always going to have that, right? We know what's going to happen with Siemens and the former Dresser Rand property, and that's incredibly unfortunate, and our hearts really go out to the folks affected there. So it's not that we are immune from that, but today we're in a much different position where, in general, we talk about how can those facilities grow as opposed to when are they going to close. And you think about that mindset and the psychological effects of that when there are rumors every day about who's going to lose their job next. That's a very tough environment to think about the long-term future, right?
It is indeed. And I think the other thing is that having the correct, or I guess the right training for all the employees to be able to do the jobs for the various companies that you're trying to attract. That's something you can attract the company, but you have to have a workforce.
Well, yeah, and let's think about this 3% unemployment rate. What does that mean for the community? Well, one, it probably means that we're going to see some wage pressure upwards, and that's a good thing for the household wealth. At the end of the day, we want to see household wealth increase in our community. That increases purchasing power. That increases charitable donations, and it builds stronger family units, so to speak, when that happens. And so that's something that we may see. When one of the advantages, Steve, of our job in economic development is, when we work on projects, we call it the project pipeline. That's how we refer to our body of work, so to speak. And that usually gives us some indication of if that pipeline is full, a year and a half out, life looks pretty good. If that pipeline is thin, then looking out a year and a half, it looks a little light. Right now, the project pipeline is pretty good. So when I look out a year and a half, I see good things continuing for a period of time. Now, we've no doubt experienced some softening in
right.
the construction market. our retail sales in the last quarter, year over year, only grew about $300,000, and that's of retail sales of $127 million. So there's certainly some things to be still cautious about, but at least the pipeline is looking good going forward.
And I guess in a nutshell, you'd say if you had to give us a grade right now, the economy in Burlington right now, what would you give the grade as?
I'd give us a solid B plus right now.
Okay, and that hopefully will be up to an A.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Jason Hutchison. All right, when are you having your this conference?
It's going to be next week. And the great thing is that we are recording the messages that are going to be a part of that, and so we'll be streaming those online via our Facebook pages, so everyone can take a look from their elected leaders. How do they interpret the economy right now?
All right, fantastic, Jason Hutchison. The President and CEO of Greater Burlington Partnership. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks so much.